Last Sunday afternoon, Elena, Mackenzie, and I had the privilege of taking a drive looking at the leaves between Pine Grove Furnace and Caledonia State Park. I've ridden that road many times because I used to live 2 miles from Caledonia State Park, and I'm very familiar with the reservoir that is along that road when you get really near to the park. Well, last Sunday when we rode through there, I found out they've changed things since I was there last, and where the reservoir was, the water was gone. And it was really strange to see this area, because you would think where the water would be, there would have been an open, flat space, but there wasn't. There were these big tree stumps, and it was sort of eerie because, of course, the trees were dead, being in the water and all, and it was just so eerie to see this empty space. And I thought about how it is when we're used to seeing water and thinking about there's nothing underneath it and all, but indeed there was. It's much the same way when we look at the ocean. It seems like the water is even, and we don't think about all the things that are underneath it. Some of the highest mountains in the world are under the sea. But I think that image is very important for us today as we think about Bartimaeus and his faith. Because even though what we see on the top may seem very smooth and there may not be much seem like it's happening underneath, there is, most of the time, something quite different underneath. And that's how it was for Bartimaeus. We know by the scripture reading that Bartimaeus was not blind forever, because when he asked Jesus to restore his sight, he said, "I'd like to see again." So he obviously had seen at some time in his life before. And as I was studying about the story this week, it says that when he threw off his cloak, you have to understand that his cloak would have been where he would have had it spread out so people could throw money in, because being blind, he could not support himself. He would have been seen as the poorest of the poor, disabled and blind people with other types of infirmities were pushed aside. They were seen to be that way because of some sin they had done. Now, that is not the case, but that was the culture in Jesus' time. So when he jumps up and he says, "Jesus, Son of David," he's imploring that Jesus would hear him and see him and come and find out what he wanted. And in that act, he was throwing off everything about himself to come face to face to Jesus. And indeed, Jesus did heal his blindness. But it was not just a healing. Jesus, as Jesus always did, used it as a teaching moment. And he said it was his faith that had healed him. Now, I would imagine any of the people that knew Bartimaeus would have been surprised that day to hear Jesus' words, "Your faith has brought you this healing." It would have turned upside down their understanding of their culture and their social understandings of disability and all. I'd like us to think about that as we think about the eyes of faith that God sees. I've thought about a number of things that we experience in our everyday life that really God might see differently. And actually, the things that I'm going to suggest, the people who have thought of them were seeing with the eyes of faith. After this message, we're going to pray for our group that is going to New Orleans. We're leaving next Friday. We're going to take things to help people on the Gulf Coast. Karen Adams has the eyes of faith. She lost everything she had except for her car and the clothes on her back. But when she got back here to Mechanicsburg, her mother bought her a suit, and she was in church practically, I think, the next Sunday. And I think immediately she started to think about how she could do something to help her friends and all those people in New Orleans. And out of all that praying and being open and having the eyes of faith, we are blessed by all that you folks have done to make it possible to take 2 tractor-trailer truckloads and probably even some more. We'll probably have more than we could even take. She'll probably share a little bit more with you about that. But this is the second time she's gone, not just the first. She had the eyes of faith to look deeper. She could have just come back here to Pennsylvania and forgot about all those people down there, but she didn't. Yesterday, we had a conference event. It was entitled Pentecost Now, and Taylor Sarajeva was invited to speak about how she had been touched in this sanctuary about a year ago, a little over a year ago, I guess it would be, or maybe not even a year ago, actually. She heard Sue Higgins talking about Mission Central and the needs of the Gulf Coast. And she, as often young people do, she didn't allow the thought of not being able to do something keep her back. She had the eyes of faith, and she was able to eventually take 9,000 books, I believe, to Washington, D.C. And that was after she had enlisted her school to put together health kits to go to the Gulf Coast. And Mission Central, to most people before it became Mission Central, it was just an empty warehouse. And our former bishop was able to have the eyes of faith to think that a building right here in Mechanicsburg could touch people all over this world. And I can't imagine, we probably don't have a count of how many, maybe million people that have been touched through the ministries that have happened through Mission Central. The eyes of faith that Bartimaeus had the courage to stand up and throw off all that he had to come face to face to Jesus. It's the same faith that God has given and has offered to each of us. I know that if we could stand here and have a testimony of how you have responded to that we would be here till tomorrow. Each of us has that opportunity to make what may seem a very smooth, calm, boring surface, and deep down inside, in our hearts, something much, much more. We're a very active church here at First Church. A lot of things are happening. But you know what? God's not done yet with us. And we've maybe only just begun to open our eyes of faith to see how God wants to use us. There are probably people sitting here right in this sanctuary that God has been prompting and giving a nudge to do something that you maybe feel like, I can't do this. And you know what? You can't do it alone. It's got to be opening ourselves to God and allowing God to do it through us. My prayer is that each of us will look to see where we can see God working in and through us, that we will prayerfully seek to have our eyes, the eyes of our heart, opened so that we might be able to be God's hands and feet and heart in this world. This world needs it so desperately. And we are the very body of Christ that can do it. Amen. Let us pray. Gracious God, you see us in ways that we do not see each other. You can work through us in ways that we cannot do it alone. We pray, God, that you will help us to see with your eyes the ministries, the sufferings, the ways that we can be your heart and hands and feet. Help us to have our eyes opened that we might see as you see. And we ask this in Christ's name. Amen.